ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Iran's attack on Israel has pushed the war and starvation in Gaza out of the headlines for now, but the humanitarian crisis there continues. The United Nations says it is still struggling to fend off famine in Gaza, despite some improvements in coordinating aid efforts with Israel. The UN also says 41% of its requests to deliver aid to northern Gaza, where the need is most acute, were denied last week. That's left some trying to take matters into their own hands, including an Australian who's taking a risky journey to deliver aid to Gazans. Surya McEwen is a care worker from the Northern Rivers in New South Wales who's taking part in the Freedom Flotilla Coalition voyage to Gaza. And he joins me live from Istanbul. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're in Turkey at the moment, taking part in the mission. Just give us some background on who's involved and the planning that's gone in.
It's led by an international collective called the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, which is basically solidarity groups from 12 different countries around the world connected to human rights organizations. And this emergency mission involves hundreds of participants, more than 200 internationally from 30 different countries. And we're taking 5,500 tons of aid, of desperately needed food and medicine directly to Gaza.
Why did you decide to take part in this? I mean, it is a risky thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, the core reason is just the human thing. There's 2.3 million people who are being deliberately starved, and I want to bring them food. There's hundreds of thousands of people who are injured, severely injured or sick from curable diseases who aren't allowed medicine, and I want to take the medicine. But there's also in the devastation, in the horrific moment, there's also a certain amount of hope. And hopefully we can take some of that hope to the desperate people.
So what does it involve? Are you going to be on the flotilla and how are you going to execute this? Have you been in talks with the RDF?
We have not. We sail under a philosophy of solidarity and the idea that if you have solidarity with the oppressed, you don't ask for permission from the oppressor. We're not going into Israeli waters. We're going directly from international waters into Palestinian waters. And we're taking one massive cargo ship with all of the humanitarian aid. And then we have two large ocean cruisers as well with all of the participants.
And so when you say Palestinian waters, you're talking there about what the waters off Gaza, right?
That's right, yeah.
And how then will you get the aid in onto dry land?
So once we get close to shore, we have a plan to distribute the aid and we're connected with civil society groups on land. I'm not part of the team who has the security clearance to talk about the details of that. But yes, we're prepared to be able to distribute the aid when we arrive.
In 2010, Israeli commandos killed several people on board a flotilla who were delivering aid in Gaza. Are you scared? Are you worried?
Yeah, I'm definitely scared. But I think that we'll be okay. That's right. In 2010, for the Mavi Marmara mission, the IOF boarded the ship in international waters and murdered 10 people and hurt many, many others. We have a big organization who are doing all that they possibly can legally and diplomatically and in terms of process to keep us as safe as we possibly can be. And we're also building a movement of people in our own countries from all of the 30 countries that are being represented of people, regular people like us who are watching the journey and following along with us and then connecting into a movement to put pressure onto political leaders to demand safe passage and try to keep us safe.
How are you trying to maximise your own safety?
We sail with a strong philosophy of peace and nonviolent direct action. There's a whole induction process and days worth of training for the people here on the ground, for participants when they arrive. And we have world-class trainers who are enabling us to operate in the way that's least threatening and most likely to be peaceful. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We're walking into an active genocide. Of course, there's doubts and there's dangers, but we're talking about the human spirit here. Like, no power in the world can stop the urge for human solidarity. And people often ask, like, why are you going despite the danger? But there's an eternal urge within humans to serve other people and to connect with other communities and to decrease suffering when we see suffering. And so I feel like the question isn't so much why are we going, but why are we some of the only few who are? Like, why aren't our governments doing this work instead? Why do we have to go?
I understand a couple of other Australians are set to join you too. Have you been in touch with our officials here about your trip?
We've reached out to DFAT and we've communicated with them. And yes, Dan and Helen will be joining me in the next 24 hours or so. And I'm very excited to meet them in person. We've talked a lot over the phone.
Yeah, I can imagine. What was DFAT's response? Did they urge you not to?
We haven't gotten that official response from them yet. We know that they know that we're going.
Okay. The Australian government strongly condemned the Israeli strike on the World Central Kitchen convoy, which of course killed 7 aid workers. Do you feel they have your back?
The Australian government condemned the attack on the horrific attack on World Central Kitchen, who killed Zomi, Australian hero. But at the same time, they sign off on weapons contracts with Elbit Systems. We're providing a whole bunch of weapons parts that are crucial to the genocide happening in Gaza. So there's some inconsistency there. I feel like it's a good opening, and there's a possibility that we have a consistent policy in line with international law, but there's a long way to go for that to become a reality. Hopefully they have our back. Hopefully they realise that Australians going to do this work deserve to be protected and looked after. And I'm hoping that leaders all across Australia do whatever they possibly can to demand safe passage and bring us home safely.
You say that you know that you can't be sure of what will happen. There's a lot of uncertainty here. It's an active war zone. It's a dangerous place. Are you prepared to die for this cause?
I don't want to die for this cause, but of course, everybody who's on the mission understands the potential dangers, and we've weighed up the risks against the importance of the meaning of doing the work and decided to come along. It's a pretty rigorous process to be accepted onto the ships. And yeah, we've made that decision despite the dangers. But I'm going to come home safe, I feel.
Okay. Well, I hope you do. Absolutely. I really do. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on, Patricia. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful morning, everybody.
You do, and be safe. Surya McEwen is an Australian who's taking part in the Freedom Flotilla Coalition's voyage to Gaza. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.